Now we can get a reaction to yesterday's events in Westminster from government now and talk to Minister for Agriculture Michael Creed, who joins us from the Radio na Gaeltachta studio in Ballyvourna. Minister, thanks for joining us again. Does the Irish government think the EU should grant an extension to the Brexit deadline as per that request in the unsigned letter sent by Boris Johnson to Donald Tusk yesterday?
Well, good afternoon, Justin. I think the Irish government and all of the island of Ireland are probably watching with bated breath what's happening previously in Brussels, but now in Westminster yesterday and next week. Should there be an extension? I think we have always said that if the issue comes down to a binary choice between an extension to facilitate further engagement by way of referendum or election or a no-deal Brexit, then our choice is obviously to facilitate an extension.
At what point then do you make that decision? I mean, should there be, do you think the EU should hold off for a couple of days to see how the votes go next week in Westminster before responding to that letter?
Well, the point I was going to make was the next play in this is in Westminster. And I wouldn't underestimate the significance of the obligation that any extension has to be unanimous amongst the 27. And there have been, you know, obvious public pronouncements by some that, you know, it is time to bring this matter to finality. And the real disappointment is, I suppose, in terms of what happened yesterday in Westminster, that it does appear, again, that Westminster, the political parties, both individually and within and collectively, are unable to agree on anything specifically. And obviously the EU and the 27 and the Irish government watches that with some concern. But as I said, if it boils down to a binary choice between a no-deal okay. Brexit or an extension, then the choice of the Irish government is obviously clear. But oh. I said that would not underestimate the challenge of getting an agreement at a commission level for an extension.
OK. Now, the reason why we're in the situation we're in today is because the 10 DUP MPs voted for that Letwin bill yesterday, which allowed or triggered then the extension. I don't know if you heard Geoffrey Donaldson on our programme a short time ago, but he says the DUP want their concerns addressed. And there's only really one way to do that, and that is to renegotiate the agreement with the EU, and that includes Ireland. Is Ireland open to any sort of a renegotiation, a reworking of that deal done between Leo Varadkar and Boris Johnson in order to get the DUP on side?
Well, look, this isn't a negotiation, Justin, between the DUP and the European Union. The European Union have negotiated a second deal with a government of the United Kingdom, supported in a confidence and supply arrangement by the DUP. That's the democratic process, except we get to into the realms of the ridiculous in terms of suggesting that we're going to negotiate between the DUP and the European Union. This is the way to proceed. This is about an international agreement and the DUP and nobody else either in Northern Ireland or individual political party in the United Kingdom has a veto on that arrangement. We have stretched ourselves in terms of the all-island issues and come up with an alternative arrangement, taking into account the previously expressed concerns, but bearing in mind our fundamental issues around the all-island economy, the Good Friday Agreement, the no hard border requirement. And as I said, on two successive occasions now, concluded an arrangement with the United Kingdom government, which is supported by the DUP.
Okay, now I just want to move on to one other issue. It's the story that was breaking as we came to air there. It's this story which relates to the two Fianna Fáil TDs, Timmy Dooley and Niall Collins, who've been stood down from their party's frontbench positions by party leader Micheál Martin following a report in the Irish Independent yesterday that votes were cast in the Dáil chamber by Mr. Dooley, despite the fact that he wasn't in the chamber at the time. Micheál Martin has stood down both Timmy Dooley and Niall Collins, who pressed the button for those votes. Swift action by Micheál Martin, is it enough as far as you're concerned?
Well, it's extremely difficult to imagine an issue more grave in terms of the integrity of our democratic process. This appears to be a premeditated assault on that integrity. I mean, one of the great privileges as an elected representative, whether it's from Cork or Clare, is to be part of the deliberative process in your national parliament, and to vote according to, you know, your conviction thereafter, but in some way to farm out or to contract out that voting process to a third party. It is, as I said, extremely difficult to envisage a more premeditated assault on the integrity of the democratic process. And I think what we have now is the minimum that we would expect from Micheál Martin, as in, let's, you know, kick the can down the road, get behind the Ciarán Cóirleas investigation. This calls for, I think, much stronger action. I mean, if you were a citizen of Clare that sent Deputy Dooley to you know, deliberate and to vote on policy issues, budgets, whatever, the Brexit issues, and you find that this process is now contracted out to a third party on his behalf, I'm sure you'd feel quite shortchanged in terms of the democratic process.
All right. Minister for Agriculture, Michael Cree, thank you very much for coming into our Reading the Gaelic studio in Ballyvourney today.